Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
735 games both these guys have played in. You name me the time that either one of those guys has gone up to another guy and said, if you do that shit again, I'm going to kick your ass.
No, I agree. That's the next step.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I agree. I agree.
When Chris Middleton talks about how this team is going to roll, but how you going to roll like that?
No, I agree. When Chris Middleton knocked the hell out of Jason going for a basket, and Jalen kind of came up to him, and then at the end they were like laughing and patting each other, like, no, that's your money man. You ain't touching my money man like that. Jason, both of them got to have more of a mean streak on the floor. Marcus has that mean streak, but I don't know, but. Here's what Doc Rivers once said, the philosopher, Doc Rivers, you need at least one crazy guy on your team.
Okay? You can say that.
Marcus is that crazy guy.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
Back with another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. I am Josue Pavone. Of course, he is Cedric Maxwell. We got a very special guest in the building right now, the virtual building. Boston Globe's Gary Washburn joins this episode to get you ready for the new season, the new Celtics team, and, of course, the new NBA season. So many different headlines. We're going to go through them with Gary. How are we doing, Gary? What's going on with you?
What's up, fellas? I'm great. Ready for the season to start. Feeling good about this team, feeling good about the kind of new blood. So, we'll see how it goes.
Gary, first of all, we got to keep it real because you never feel good about this team, okay? Now you
have it. I have it in a minute.
I was going to say, I'm surprised to hear you say that. Yeah.
It's been a while. I think some of the new acquisitions, some of the guys who have been, you know, dearly departed, I think it's a fresh start, new coach, new philosophy. You know, some things that they've needed for a while. I think the organization's philosophy was getting tired. It was getting old. It was the same old guys running out there in management, and they needed some fresh blood. And that's what they got.
Are you talking about Danny Ainge?
I'm talking about the people that Danny brought in the organization. I think he kept his cronies and a lot of guys near him. I'm not ripping Danny. Danny did an amazing job in his 18 years, but I think it was time for some new people, some new faces, some new evaluators. I think the team's talent evaluation over the last few years has not been good. They made some serious mistakes in the draft and evaluating. And so I think now you can just see kind of a new breath of fresh air. They got some dogs in this team, Josh Richardson, Dennis Schroeder. I like that they brought Al back, even in his canter. You know, I think he'll bring something. So I think this team has a chance to be pretty good.
I think the last time you was this excited for a Celtics team, I think Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce are still on the team. If I'm not mistaken. I think it's been that long.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I mean,
when was I supposed to be excited? When it was when Gordon Hayward was out for the season, when Kyrie was tripping. we can go back. I liked this team was when Isaiah was here. I wish Isaiah all the best. I hope he gets back into the league. But those teams were fun because they had dog, Jay Crowder, dog, Marcus Morris, dog. Yeah. They had dogs in that team. Isaiah lead dog. They had some tough guys who played hard all the time. That's what a team I like. They didn't weren't the most talented club. You know, LeBron and those guys are more talented. But this team maximized potential over the last year. I felt like they should have gotten to the finals in the bubble. They blew that. And then last year was last year, a really, real, pretty much a disaster.
I look at the total thing of this team is there is some changes. And I'm talking to some people around, and the first thing they say, oh, trade. What you need to do is trade and go ahead and you get rid of this guy and get rid of that and make sure that Marcus Smart is the main guy. I said, main guy? I said, you know how you have that sign on your house and said, beware a dog? That's the only dog you got right now. You better make sure that you don't get rid of that particular guy with what he's able to bring to the table. I think this organization has changed some pages. I think Brad has done a pretty good job, and especially when you talk about getting rid of or eliminating some of those guys at the bottom who were never going to help you. As much as I like Taco as a person, from a basketball standpoint, I never saw him being able to bring anything to the table in today's game. And no offense to him as a person, but basketball skills, those things have changed. If you're not able to score the ball from the outside, knock down threes, or be consistent in the paint at blocking shots, then your value to this team was nowhere. So I like some of the changes that the Celtics were able to bring to this table.
I think we saw how Brad felt about the roster. Everybody kind of questioned whether he was going to be dedicated and loyal to the guys that have been there, the Carson Edwards, the Shimi Ojeles, the Tacos, the Tremont Waters. And quite honestly, he wasn't. I mean, he knew, hey, you're a great guy, but you got to go. I got to move you.
So, right.
He's gone. Carson, who, you know, tried his best, but just everybody kind of thought he might be Isaiah Light, that he would be that little, you know, little man off the bench who could light it up. That never worked. And unfortunately, I mean, he's not even in the league now. Memphis waived him. And then Taco and Tremont, nice guys. You root for them. I know Tremont, I think, is in I can't remember what camp he's in. I think Milwaukee.
I thought he was in Houston. Oh, no, he was in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Houston Summer League team, but Milwaukee picked him up.
The Summer League team he went to, yeah.
And then Taco's in Cleveland. But I think Brad kind of understood. I don't think he liked that roster last year. I think he looked at his bench, and then he looked at the bench of Brooklyn and Milwaukee, and he saw veterans. He saw dogs. Mm-hmm. He saw guys who had a role. Hey, my role is 13 minutes to rebound. The P.J. Tuckers and, you know, the Blake Griffins, guys who know their role, know they're not stars anymore, or know that they're contributing to winning as opposed to contributing to an all-star team. And he looked at his bench, and he sees, you know, Shimmy and Carson and, you know, Javonte Green. And, you know, and I know Grant's back, but Grant, well, he doesn't have anybody to counter that with. He definitely changed it. This is a deep club now this year.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you look at this team numbers-wise when it comes to evaluating them at number what in the Eastern Conference right now? Where do you give that number at?
I think they have a chance to be 4 or 5 or maybe 3. I mean, you got to give Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Miami. I'm going to wait and see on that because Kyle Lowry's 36, almost a 35. Oladipo, his health, like, you would like to think Miami is ready to make a real run. They look like they are. They got rid of Dragic for Lowry. They got rid of Precious Achiuwa. I mean, but they got the core there with Jimmy and all those guys. But I'm going to wait and see on Miami to make them third.
Atlanta?
Atlanta, I don't know.
Why do you love Atlanta so much?
Can they be as
good? I look what Atlanta did. I mean, you got to really look at it and say, who was the guard?
With a young rock. You could pick them, and then we don't know nothing about what Philadelphia is going to do. So, you know, with Ben Simmons' situation. So the Celtics have a chance, I think, to be, you know, most likely the best case scenario third. But that 4 or 5, which wouldn't be bad, and yeah. I said, I think they could be a good club. But the East is improved, guys. I mean, Charlotte is going to be nothing to mess with because they coming off. They lost in the play-in game, but they picked up Kelly Oubre. They hope that Gordon is healthy. Terry,
how do you feel about Chicago?
That's a team that I'm not sure about yet. I mean, I've never been a big fan of Billy Donovan's coaching, but now he got some weapons. But Lonzo's got to step up. Lonzo's third stop now. We've yet to see that number two overall pick kind of guy, that guy, that dominant player who can really, really do it on a nightly basis. I think he's improved, but he got out of L.A., you know, because it was just a lot going on, and they had to sign LeBron, so they got rid of him. New Orleans, he was okay, but New Orleans kind of nudged him out because they got Kyra Lewis, the young kid from Alabama, who's going to be in second year. They kind of nudged Lonzo out. So does DeRozan, how much does he still have left? Vucevic, Kobe White, you know, I like him a lot if he can make shots. Zach LaVine, remember, guys, playing in the final year of his contract. Look out for him this summer in Boston. I'm not talking about the fellow sign him. I'm starting no rumors. But
you're seeing all these guys
this year.
Yeah.
And the to have a max slot. And I'm not putting a lot of faith that Bradley Beal's going to leave Washington. So look out for that. But LaVine's playing with a chip on his shoulder. And we don't know about teams like Indiana. Rick Carlisle, how are they going to do? Is Detroit better? Yeah. What about Washington with, you know, Dinwiddie? Like, there's a lot of wild card teams. There's no real – I mean, Toronto, what do we know about them? You know, they still got a good core of their team. There's a lot of, like, wild card – there's no team in the East that you look and go, hey, they suck. They're bad. Mm-hmm. Like,
there's a couple, but, yeah.
Even Cleveland. Like, Detroit's going to be better, right? They're going to be young. Cleveland is going to be young, but they're going to be better with that backcourt. You know, I don't look at any team and just go, man, they're just bad. I mean, as the Celtics fought last year, any team can sneak up and beat you. The Celtics, the Celtics lost, three times to the Pistons last year? I mean,
they did.
Twice to the Cavaliers. So, and I don't think any team in the East, you want to say Toronto, really took a step back and were like, okay, they're not as good. I mean, you know.
But when are we going to talk about the elephants in the room?
Hold on. We'll get there in a second. But hold on. Let me ask you this, Gary, real quick. New era, new cultures, you know, what we've been talking about going into the Celtics season. But head coach Ime Udoka, he took it one step further, right? He's talking about electing two brand new captains of the Celtics. Gary, if you're Ime, which two players are you picking?
Oh, Jalen and Jason.
Thank you. Why is this like not the automatic answer for everybody? Max, who are you picking?
Those are your two guys. The Celtics go as they go. Like, it's their team now. Kemba gone, Gordon gone, Kyrie gone. Like,
give them the keys. You're the
max dude on that team besides those two in terms of, like, you know, last year you could say it was, you know, Kemba had a responsibility because he was a max guy. Like, they got rid of Kemba. Al's a compliment now. I don't know who else. You could say Marcus.
Well, that would be my pick. I would have to have my emotional leader in there someplace as a captain. I'd have to have Marcus Smart because of his ability.
I think Marcus has got to show that he could be more mature on the court. He had a bad year last year.
Well, he might have, but I think that half court shot
against New Orleans, he lost it a couple of times on the court last year. Not lost it like, you know, Malice the Palace lost it, but he lost it a couple of mental really mistakes and some things that, you know, flagrant fouls. I want to see Marcus at 27 years old now, you know, and the senior member of the Celtics. Act like, listen, this is my and he got re-upped. He's got his money. He ain't got nothing to complain about. Like, I want to see him take that step and be a leader as a point to anointing him a leader. I think Jalen is a leader. I think Jason is someone who's turning quietly into a more vocal player. You can tell he's more comfortable in his own skin. Oh boy, here we go, Max. He's more comfortable in his own skin.
You see him, right? He's complaining.
I think that Olympic experience really helped him because I think Jason doubted as to, like, do they respect me? Am I a great player? And I think he learned in the Olympics, bro, he was the second best player in Team USA next to KD. It was him. And you and
700, hold on. I'm going to do it like this. 735 games both these guys have played in. You name me the time that either one of those guys has gone up to another guy and said, if you do that shit again, I'm going to kick your ass.
No, I agree. That's the next
That's what I'm saying.
No, I agree. I agree.
When so you can't when, tell when, me when talk Chris about Middleton, how, you know, when this Chris team Middleton, is going to roll, but how you going to roll like that?
No, I mean,
I
agree.
Last year in
Milwaukee, when Chris
Middleton, that was Max's go-to line. That was Max's go-to line.
Agree, Max. When Chris Middleton knocked the hell out of Jason going for a basket, and Jalen kind of came up to him, and then at the end they were like laughing and patting each other like, no, no, that's your money man. You ain't touching my money man like that. Jason, both of them got to have more of a mean streak on the floor. Marcus has that mean streak, but I don't know, but here's what Doc Rivers once said, the philosopher, there's Doc Rivers. You need at least one crazy guy on your team. Okay?
You can say that.
Marcus is that crazy guy.
Yeah, and you
don't want to
yeah,
make the crazy yeah, guy your you, captain. But that's a good thing. Marcus don't back down for nothing.
No,
so I don't think he's a bad decision.
Has to be, your crazy guy also has to be one of your best players. When your best players,
maybe not. Ron Artest wasn't the best player. Like he needs to be a contributor. I don't know if your crazy guy needs to be like a all star, but he needs to.
They need an enforcer.
You
need
Robert Williams ain't getting no enforcer. Okay, he's not. He ain't gonna be checking fools. He ain't gonna be laying no
wood. When you have a championship team. That guy, your lead dog, has to be a little crazy. You can go down the line. When the Celtics won the championship, who was the crazy person on that team? Kevin Garnett, your lead dog. You can look at the team. Look at Durant. Durant is a little crazy. He's your lead dog. Your lead dog has to be Larry Bird. When I played with Larry Bird, he wasn't going to win no fight, but he wasn't going to back away from that neither.
That's what they need.
That's what I'm talking about.
When Fournier called out Durant in the playoffs, like called him a bitch, like that's what the Celtics need more than that. Fournier gone. He in New York. But Jason said, Jason, and I know he looks up to KD, and Max, you can go off on this way more than me. This AAU era where these dudes go to these camps and then take pictures, work out with these guys. So Tatum's been knowing Kevin Durant since he was 14 years old. And then remember, Durant, like, died. What was the injury? Died at his knee. Remember in the playoffs? Like,
he hit it. First of all, he hit him with a 3-point
shot.
Hit him with an elbow.
Tatum was out for the rest of the game. He ended up coming back for game two. And, like, Tatum didn't check Durant for that. Like, no, KD, don't get if anybody knows, don't get under me on a three. Like, you trying to break my ankle? Like, Jason needs to take that step.
Let me go a little bit.
Yeah, that's why Giannis is built different, right, Gary? That's why Giannis is different.
Let me go a little bit further. Yeah. Isaiah and Magic were buddies. They played in the playoffs, and what did they become? Hugging enemies.
Yeah, they try to take.
They hated each other.
Yeah,
and that's what I mean when my lead dog has to be a little crazy. You knew when Detroit played their best player Isaiah was crazy. You knew that they had a little crazy on the team. And I'm not saying that Tatum has to punch somebody every time, but I'm just saying all you do is go up and check a dude. What I mean by checking the dude is this.
Yeah.
And so we all understand it here on this podcast. If somebody does something to you, line should be, if you do that shit again. I'm going to fuck you up.
No, none of this patting each other on the – no jersey swaps after the games, none of that. Like, stop that. Like, you all – Tatum and Brown are
back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on for another football season.
Let's be honest.
As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With the new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your bonus from football, basketball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Well, okay. how about this? How about when I saw Robert Williams, and I love him as a player, when he was hugging Kyrie's ass like he was a long lost relative?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what the hell is that? This man just came on your court, stomped on the damn leprechaun, and told y'all to go to hell, and you hugging him like he's going to give you your next sandwich. Are you serious?
So like Gale Sayers and he Brian Piccolo.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's what really upset me about the whole Kyrie thing. Even Kevin Garnett talked about it. He said, wait a minute, Cornbread, you and me are the only ones that got mad when it came to what Kyrie Irving did. And I'll say this 1,000 times. Well, everybody hear me. Kyrie Irving was from a skill standpoint, the best guard the Celtics have ever had at that position. Wow. I don't think nobody's going to argue that.
His skill set is ridiculous. It's immense.
But what he did, and it pissed me off. When I saw him go to the leprechaun, stomp on it like he was wiping shit off his shoes, I'm like, are you serious?
Like he mad at Boston for something. Like,
and nobody said anything?
No, we could. Well, that's the thing. I didn't see it. Like, I just think you're right. Max, these dudes have to take the next step and be some dogs. Like, Tatum needs to be more of a dog. Brown, especially, because Brown got that dog in him. He's an Atlanta kid. Like, you can't be patting Chris Middleton on the back after you knocked your guy down and, on a breakaway. And, it's all good. Hell no.
Like, this would have been the look on my face, bro. I'd have did like this. So I'm like, it's all right. That's okay. The next time down,
guess what? It's on.
Okay. I know what's going to happen now.
They need to get tougher.
I'm not talking about being
and I
violent.
Do think, though, Richardson and Schroeder.
I'm talking about being respected. That's what I'm talking about, being respected.
Yes, I think they lost the respect. They lost the respect of the rest of the league. And the rest of the East didn't respect them, especially after that Miami series, because Miami took them out, took their will, took their soul out of their chest, and won in six games, and they were the less talented team. Yeah. The Celtics were the more talented team in that series. We all know it, and Miami knew it, but Miami played harder and was better coached. That's why they won that series in six. Yeah. You let Tyler Hero go for 37 off the bench. Anyway...
made him a star.
Yeah, you turned him into a cult, one of you know, damn, like the Backstreet Boys, something like that, right? you turned into damn Justin Timberlake of the NBA. So, to me, they got tougher, and I think Ime's a dog. I could tell by talking to him. You know, he's from Portland, and people, Portland got black people. Okay. They got plenty of black folks there, and they got some tough brothers, the David Stoudemire. Remember Terrell Brandon, the great.
Oh, man.
He's from Portland. Portland's got a good lineage, and they got some tough guys. And I think Ime has that, like, he knows sitting on the Philadelphia bench and finally the Brooklyn bench and even San Antonio, like, what the Celtics were about and that probably what they said in the locker room. You can take their heart. Yeah. Kind of rough them up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think getting Richardson and getting Schroeder will help them, because Schroeder don't back down. Remember, he went out with Isaiah a couple years ago when he was in Atlanta. Schroeder don't back down for nobody. And Richardson's a dog, too.
He went. That's one of my takeaways from that. What?
You just saying he went to Isaiah.
He went at Isaiah. Remember the playoff series with Atlanta? Him and Schroeder and Isaiah went at it.
Yeah.
So you women, are you thinking that's something tough for you to go with a guy who's 5'6"? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that he don't back down.
No, to your point that you were saying
Isaiah don't look like you. Isaiah thick. Isaiah, I lived in Seattle for 4 years. Seattle brothers took like that. Don't doubt the Pacific Northwest. They whoop your ass up there. I've been in some spots. I see some brothers. They're like, okay, Seattle got it. Okay,
I doubt the Pacific Northwest.
You know, it's not just rain and coffee up there. It's not just rain and coffee in the
Seattle. Gary said Jamal Crawford got hands. I got the hands, huh?
Yeah, some of these dudes can throw hands and see. Don't get it twisted. Don't think, I go. It's some soft brothers. No, don't do that.
To Max's point, though, right? Because Max was saying this all year last season, right? When is someone going to get into another opponent's face? You know, guys like Dennis Schroeder, guys like Jason Richardson, these guys will get into people's faces. And maybe that is that sort of, you know, that sort of energy will be contagious, because that's exactly what this team needs. I would love to see that from Jalen or Jason.
They need to punch in the mouth first, not be so, and then, you know, start these games off. Listen, you were embarrassed last year. You went 36-36. You got thumped out the playoffs in 5 games. Start this schedule. That first game at New York, punch the Knicks in the mouth.
Yeah.
Don't start out 2-4. Make a statement to begin the season. Be mad. That's the one thing I liked when it was like Jay Crowder and Marcus Morris. They came into the arena like the Max Celtics did. Like, we're from Boston. And we brothers in green, and we here to kick your ass. Like,
they beat up Philly in that playoff series.
Those teams did. We in here in LA at Staples Center. We here in Portland. We here in Utah. We here to kick your ass. We're the Celtics, and we got fans here because the Celtics travel well. You had that mystique. You had that aura, that confidence, that swag. The Celtics had no swag the last couple of years. Marcus had swag. Kimba, Gordon was always hurt. Like, they didn't have swag. They didn't have, you know, like, they just didn't have it. And they've got to get it. Like, Jalen's got swag. Jason's got to have that, like focus all that energy to the officials toward getting in the opponent's ass. Not trying to be like, you know, cool with Durant. Hey, compete with them or hang out with them off the floor over the summer with Team USA, but try to take their heart out on the floor.
Well, I mean, you're right, because you think about the great players in this league. All of them have had that in them. Even as they say the greatest with Michael Jordan. How many times have we seen Michael Jordan step up to somebody on the other team and say, I'll kick your ass right now. Or with Reggie Miller. And Reggie Miller, as small as he was, wasn't afraid to get up in somebody's face. That is what I want those two guys to. And I'm telling you, if I saw Jalen do that one time, I think I'd fall out of my seat, because I just don't see. I don't see that. I mean, I just don't see that. And he's one of my favorite players. Yeah. But to get to that next level, he's gonna have to kick some ass and take some names.
I agree.